Monet, hi.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to War of the Roses. You're on the air, John, Jay, and Rich.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. So the way this works, just because I know you know how it works because you reached out to us, but in case somebody's listening that's brand new or listening to us live on the iHeartRadio app, you think someone's cheating on you. So we're going to hear your story. Then we're going to call them up, offer them a dozen red roses, and see who they send them to.
Okay. Got it. So my boyfriend has been acting like crazy. He's been acting really weird. And we were super in love, and we never got out of the honeymoon phase until, like, I think, like, 2 weeks ago. And he just started acting like he was hiding something. He's standoffish. He hides his phone. Like, he doesn't tell me where he's going. So I'm just like, I don't know. I think he's cheating on me.
How long have you been dating?
We've been dating for, like, 6 months. But, like, everything's been going good. But I think, I just think something's up.
Have you done any snooping?
I had his car. And I went to go get it detailed because it was his birthday last Saturday. And so, like, I went and I went in to take some stuff out of the car. And I see a little pink little spoolie that you get from, like, Sephora or something. Like the thing that you put the mascara on when you get eyelash extensions. I know that's not his. So I'm like, and he doesn't have any sisters or anything like that. So I'm like, why would this little pink thing be in his passenger seat? Did he have, like, you know what I mean?
I think anytime you find something that isn't yours and it's of a female nature, mm-hmm. and you're like, where did this come from? Because I know it's not mine.
Totally.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Did he have, like, another girlfriend or a girl he was talking to before? Because you said you only talked to him for 6 months. So it's very well possible that he just didn't see it and the ex-girl before you had maybe left it.
I don't know. I don't think that. I don't know. I would have noticed it or something before then, but no, I have no idea, really. I'm just so confused.
I mean, that's a good point because I don't, like, really clean out the inside of my car that often. Mm-hmm. 6 months is a long time.
Right, and depending where you found it, like, it could have been, you know, tucked under the seat or in between, like, where all your french fries fall.
Right.
You know? Kyle's got a lot of french fries. you know,
I got kids, all right?
when you talk about finding something like that, just last week, I was in Hawaii. My son goes to college in Hawaii, and my wife and I, she was on the beach, and we went to my son's house and got beach chairs out of his house, right? And when my wife grabbed the beach chair and opened it up, black bikini bottoms fell out.
Oop. Oh, hello.
Right?
Surprise.
Black hello. Bikini bottoms fell, yeah. Boom. And she looks at me, and I'm like, they're not mine. I just got here. And then she's like, oh my God, these must be Kemp's friends or something with Kemp. And I go, they're probably a girl that Kemp was with. Like, yeah. She innocently thinks that it has nothing to do with an opposite sex girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
she thinks one of his teammates was wearing black bikini bottoms.
Yeah, that's what she thinks. Like, Blake, these belong to a woman. These are not Speedos.
That's so funny.
Bikini bottoms.
Like, she
that's
thinks
so
the
funny.
Opposite of what
She's
Monet
so
Monet.
She doesn't want to think that her son
yes.
is hanging out with a girl.
Yeah. Anyway, but I mean, but the mascara thing. She's talking about when you take out the mascara, that little curly thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The little thing you put in there and then you just put it on your eyelashes. I don't even wear mascara, so this is blowing my mind.
He's like, I was just trying to have manicured brows.
Right. Haven't you seen the brow lamination?
I hope that's the case.
I hope it is for you, too, because that's not a good feeling when you're feeling what you are right now.
Okay, so let's call your boyfriend, see who he sends flowers to. What is his name?
Carter.
All right, we're going to call Carter. We're going to tell him that he won a dozen red roses, romantic red roses. He could send them to anybody he wants, okay? Are you ready, Monet?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll do it next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich!
John, Jay, and Rich, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. You got Monet and Carter, boyfriend and girlfriend, for the last 6 months. She borrowed his car, found this pink mascara thing, not hers. And you didn't confront him, or did you confront him? I forget.
No, I haven't confronted him. I found it was his birthday, and I wanted to do something nice, but this one just threw me for a loop.
Okay, that's enough. You ready, Carl?
Carl?
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's Kyle and Carter mixed into one word. I like to shorten all my sentences from now on.
How convenient and confusing.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's confusions. That's the word.
Hello?
Hi there. Is Carter available?
Yeah, this is him.
Perfect. Hey, Carter. So my name's Kira, and I know you're probably like, what is this? I don't have time for this. But you've actually been chosen for something really exciting. Carter, we want you to be our micro-influencer, and we are J&R Flowers. We're trying to get the word out about our new company. We're starting off. It's like marketing is difficult now, so we thought of something pretty creative. We want you to send our most romantic bouquet of roses to whoever you want, Carter. And all we're asking in return is that you maybe share us on social media so we get a little love and a little marketing out of it, and you get to send these absolutely free. And these are, like I said, they are passionate roses, so they are going to make whoever you send them to swoon big time.
Wow, for real?
Yeah, it's actually been working really well for us. We've getting a lot of shares, a lot of engagement. So it's really good for both parties, obviously, because, you know, you get to be the man and super thoughtful and you didn't have to pay for it, but no one will know that.
Yeah. All right, for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, so like I said, it's a dozen long stem, beautiful, sexy red roses, but I am going to send them out with like a nice little card. And I usually just tell everyone that's where you get to personalize it depending on your relationship. You know, some people are fun and cutesy. Some people are like dirty and sexy or whatever. I've kind of heard it all. So I've got the card available. You just let me know, you know, whatever message you want to write on there. And then we can actually get them sent out today.
Yeah, just put on the card. You are my best friend and favorite person in the world. I love you.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. And then who do you want me to address this to?
These are going to go to my girlfriend, Monet.
Oh, she's going to love these. She should be very excited about that.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Look, I can't with this. Why was there the pink spoolie in the car, Carter?
So I'm sorry?
What is going on? Surprise! It's me. Yeah, it's me.
Wait, so you called me to... There's no flowers? Wait...
No. Why was the pink spoolie in the car? When I went to go get your car detailed, there was a pink little spoolie thing that you put the mascara on. That was in the seat. Why was that in your car, Carter?
What is a spoolie? What are you talking about?
The thing you put the mascara on. Why is that in your car? Did you have a bitch in your car?
Oh, my God, Monet. No. I took Avery home from work last week because her car was in a shop, okay? I think she dropped her purse on the way out.
You didn't tell me anything at all. No, you are a cheater.
Oh, my God. Monet, come on. Are you going to do this again?
I don't even know what you have going on with Avery or whatever. You didn't even tell me that. You did not tell me that. And I'm trying to do something nice for you for your birthday?
You're being crazy. Look, I'm sorry if the flower person, whoever's on the line.
You're on the radio, Carter. You're on the John Jane Rich radio show, War of the Roses. She thought you were cheating on you. God. Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Bro,
you're not telling
me like
the
truth. All the time. I don't know what she's on. Obviously, we have some stuff to work through. But
who's Avery, though?
That's what I want to know. Oh, so Amy's now you're hanging out with Avery, huh? You're hanging out with Avery behind my back. You better leave mascara things
no,
in the car?
No, she's married. Monet, she's married. Her car was in
what
the shop.
What does that have to do with
she
anything?
Do
you know how married people can be these days?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's true. Did you not tell her you were with this person?
I told her
last week. Is that your
work
wife?
Not my work
wife.
No, he
did not. He didn't mention anything. I bet you he's messing around with Avery. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find her husband, and it's going to go down. And I don't even know what to think anymore.
He did pick you.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if that means anything. I don't know if you're trying to pull the wool over my eyes. I'm confused still.
I just don't understand, Monet, like why, like where this like paranoia comes from. Like, aren't I like always there for you?
Yeah, but I don't know what goes down when you're at work. And now all of a sudden you and Avery have this thing where she's like leaving stuff in the car.
She wasn't leaving anything in my car. She dropped it. I was just being a nice coworker. Her car was in the shop. Her husband was out of town. She needed a ride home. I can't be a good person. I can't be a good person.
No, she could have gotten an Uber. That violates, like, that's violation. That's a violation, period.
So you don't want me being in a room with, like, any other woman besides you?
I didn't say that. I don't want bitches in your car. That's what I said.
That's fair. That's a fair ask. If she's not cool with that, then Cardi, you kind of got to take one for the team, I guess.
Or maybe introduce Monet to Avery and have and maybe go to dinner with the husband or something.
Right.
Because one time it's like Grant, I went in Grant's car one time and his girlfriend at the time got all PO'd because she found a blonde hair and it was like we were doing a video about like trying the new Taco Bell item. Like it really was an innocent situation. So it's like you have to work around to find a way to trust each other in those situations because it's like he's not going to just work with dudes the whole time. But then again, it's like if you are driving girls around, that should be something that should be very clear and memorable that you told her.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was clear and memorable, but I will try better again. Monet, if you want, if you open to going to dinner with Avery and her husband, like I would love that too. But if you're going to like freak out over like insignificant stuff like this and embarrass me in public, then
if I had some guy's shoes in my back seat, you wouldn't be happy about that either. So don't call it insignificant, Carter. Okay, but we can work on this. But I think I'm gonna need some space.
You're gonna need some space.
Happy birthday.
Yikes. Yeah, definitely. Just got to communicate and talk out what you got to talk out, but.
We can talk about it soon. I don't know when I'll be ready, though.
Well, you got my number.
All right. So you're taking a break.
I think that's the best thing
to do. I guess so.
I got to tell you guys, if I'm just throwing my two cents in, I believe him.
I do, too.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. But at any rate,
but we don't
that's
matter.
Not for us to decide.
Monet. Doesn't matter at all. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Monet, thanks for calling us. And Carter, thank you for going on the air.
I can't say
no problem.
You got it. All right, that's War of the Roses, John Jay and Rich.